Oh. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today I'm here with the one and only Jose Guapo.
$1 million kid, young guapo, mister, let's get it, I'm in the building, man.
All facts. And before we get into things, I just want to say that this podcast is sponsored by Nexus Brand Cannabis Co. They're hooking us up fat. We're smoking on Diablo OG tonight. It's one of their indica flavors. They got a lounge downtown where they do shows. We had a Juicy J show down there. We had a Chief Keef show. Too. Yeah, they got a studio there, and they love you. And Nexus Cannabis Co, as well as my friends over at Ain't Nobody Cool, they actually made you a little something right here. I got a custom one-of-a-kind gift. What do you think of this?
Let's see. Oh man, that's dope. Let me see that shit.
You seem like the kind of guy who would like some personalized merch that features a cartoon photo of you with a Gucci bag and a bazooka. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And they hooked up a few other ones too. I figured you might like this one.
What's that?
The Benzos.
Let me see. Driving Benz, not no
the list. Benz logo, but with the Zans.
Oh yeah.
Some ignorant shit. I got you some No Jumper awesome shit stuff in here too.
Let me see. Why you?
Oh, you want to see it all? All right, I got you this one too.
Thank you. You're on exclusive. I gotta get some.
Awesomeshit.com.
Okay, I'm on some shit.
And we got the Charlie Brown skull logo on the back. And then this is another one that Ain't Nobody Cool and Nexus sent over, the activist logo.
Okay, cool. That's great. Yeah. Oh, I love this shirt.
And then I got you one other on some shit joint here, right? It's got Bozo the Clown with Coke on his nose.
I don't like clowns, but I like this.
You know, we out here serving bozos. All right, now let's get into this. So it kind of comes with a bunch of... it's a little intimidating interviewing you because you've had so many legendary interview moments over the years. You've just sort of become known as a dude who, if you put you in front of a camera, that you're going to entertain the crowd. You're going to say some prolific shit that is going to make people think. And that's kind of something you got a reputation for at this point.
You did.
Yeah.
Street nigga with a college nigga vocabulary.
Yeah.
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 Pop it. Microwave mobile on for 11 minutes.
All right, so for the record, I feel like I really started to find out about you sort of in the certain Gucci Mane, Pee Wee Longway era around that time. Uh-huh. But you've been around way longer than that.
Yeah, I was around before that. My first record I dropped was Guapanese.
Yeah,
and that was featuring Travis Porter.
Yeah, but that was you as a solo artist because you had this whole Rich Kids thing back in the day that I didn't know about.
I had Rich Kids. That's me on my partner them of Rich Kids.
My partner them. That was why I was like, holy fuck, he was on that song and I never even knew.
Yeah, I got hits for days. Like, this shit go back to like when I was probably like 15, so I've been doing this shit for a minute, so yeah. Hits on hits, little bitty bitch.
So let's hear about the upbringing though, because I feel like normally in your interviews they just jump straight into like, let's talk about lean and fucking.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with those guys. Like that's all like I do 24/7.
Do you ever get annoyed when those crazy YouTube titles come out? Jesus Christ, you got a lot of jewelry on, my friend. This is wild. That fucking Rolex or whatever the fuck that thing is insane. You got like 5 chains on.
And we just doing, we doing how we do it.
You also pulled out like fucking 10 grand or some shit earlier. And
yeah, that was just my pocket change.
Threw it all over the ground. It was very exciting. And now you put our shirts all over the Gucci bag, which is nice. That's nice of you to cover it up.
That's the newest Gucci bag they got. The bag just came out.
It just came out? That shit's bloody.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, shout out to all my Bloods worldwide. Shout out to my Crooks worldwide. My GDs. Vice Lords, everybody, all
white
my
boys,
gang members.
White nerds.
Yeah, my white nerds. Damn, shout out to everybody, Dick.
Yeah. That's what it's all about. So,
you got to tell them how my pinky ring on fleet, though, before we get
the pinky ring, right. I didn't even notice the rings. Jesus Christ, bro.
Pinky ring on fleet.
Now, let's hear an honest estimate in how much worth of jewelry you're wearing right now.
Probably like 60. I forgot I was watching. Probably like 80,000.
Jesus Christ, that's crazy, man. You got to move around a certain way when you got that much jewelry on you.
Should I pull up on you 3D?
3D, what's that mean? You just pull up looking great?
Nah, 3D. It wasn't ever.
Oh, 3D. Okay.
Yeah, long we got a hammer. They got 30s in them. That's 90 rounds. So yeah, I mean, but you know, I don't walk around like that, bro. I believe in God, so you know what I'm saying. I'm some real nigga shit. It's like, whatever gonna happen.
Yeah, it's not really worth like the paranoia. Like if you have to walk around feeling scared all day.
I come from the hood for real. I'm from Zone 3 Atlanta, by the way. Don't nobody know. Pittsburgh is my hood to be exact, inside of Zone 3, a weed and seed community. So shit, go over there, look it up, or Google McDaniel Street. I ain't scared at all for nothing. Like, oh shit, I ain't never scared. Like, Bone Crusher.
Read about it. Yeah.
I got hear about it.
All right, but so you come from Zone 3, that's where you were born?
Yeah, I was actually born on the west side. I was born on the west side of Atlanta at Greater Hospital. And my mom, she stayed in Bankhead Court. So I was born on the west side, and we know, you know, when you got a struggling mom, you're gonna be moving a lot. So we moved a lot. So I was over there on Camilton Road for a minute when I went to school. I went to Bunch Middle School. So I was over there. I went to Bunch Middle School and L.O. Kimberly. Everybody from the 80s know what I'm talking about. So I was over there for a minute. Then I always, like, my grandma always stayed in Zone 3 Pittsburgh. So it's no matter what, even wherever I was staying with my mama, on the weekends, I'm always going over my grandma's house, or spring break, anything. I'm always going to my grandma's house, and that's where I was able to do, like, a lot of my dirt or whatever. Just young nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? Just do unnecessary. Like, I was doing all that at my grandma's house.
Because your grandma never really cares as much, or she's never as in tune to your bullshit as your mom, right?
Nah, she don't think we be on no bullshit. She ain't, she know we be on what we be on, but she don't full-fledged be thinking we on the bullshit.
Yeah, because your grandparents are they have a whole generation between you, so, like, they really don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, you already know, but I don't mean to cut you off. Let's get straight into this music, because I just dropped a project called Rehab, and it's out right now on Apple Music. I need everybody to go support that. I'm saying cop that, whatever you got to do, support the $1 million kid.
Rehab.
Get my single, Big Old Facts, off of iTunes. You already know.
Big Old Facts, that's a new single.
Yeah, Big Old Facts is a new single. It's already got over 1 million views on YouTube with no music video out.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, it's moving, so we doing, we working. You know what I'm saying? I got a new mixtape on the way called Lingo 2. So we doing.
Yeah. You know, I interviewed Hoodrich Pablo like last year, and I spent a lot of time with the Million Dollar Plugs mixtape.
Yeah. Million Dollar Plug 3 on the way.
Yeah, I love that. I love that Lean song. Lean
on me. Yeah.
That was fire. I don't smoke weed. I'm just kidding.
I'm like, yeah. Yeah, whatever.
I just don't. You know, if I start smoking weed on camera, I start to get all fucking lost in the sauce and shit. I just start to get all confused. I don't know what the fuck to talk about. I feel like I'm a little better. Also, I've been smoking weed all day too, so. And you guys smoke, you guys' blunts are too big. I'm a skinny blunt kind of guy. I don't really mean that. What are you doing? You Snapchat?
Nah, I'm just posting a video right there.
Oh, okay. Was he just documenting the whole thing on Instagram Live?
Not Instagram Live, but InstaSnap.
Oh, InstaSnap. I seen an interview with you like a year ago where you were like, nah, I don't do the Instagram story. I'm like, you lying, bro.
Nah, I wasn't doing it because I had a Snapchat, so I felt like it was backwards, but I just entertain them everywhere I can now.
Is Snapchat over? You do Snapchat too?
I mean, I'm finna snap right now just because you said something.
Yeah, I feel like the Instagram stories, though, they're sort of threatening to make the Snapchat. What the fuck is up, Snapchat? We love you. You're never going out of style. It's Rope Gang. It's No Jumper. We're here with the Million Dollar Kid.
You already know. Let's get into it. What you want to know, bro?
I want to know. All right, so that was my first note that I wrote down. It's just how you're legendary for the interviews. But, okay, do you ever feel like sometimes these motherfuckers come through with, like, predatory titles and shit in terms of how they're discussing you, that they just seem like they try to make you sound like you're a fucking nutcase or whatever, when the title is like, he spent, you know, $250,000 on lean last week or something?
I mean, I don't know. I don't take no publicity as bad publicity. Motherfuckers sitting down taking their time out writing anything about me. I mean, right on to them. So I don't be looking at that shit. Like, but I hate that they always be ready to put some shit up about that before they put some shit up about if I got an EP or new single out. So that's the only thing I don't be liking about it. They be ready to promote the drugs or whatever.
Yeah.
Which I fell back. I don't even go as hard as you used to.
Well, you definitely don't look like you're going as hard as you were during this one interview I was watching earlier, where your eyes were rolling into the back of your head and shit. You seem pretty chill in comparison to that.
Yeah, I'm chilling. I'm just, you know what I'm saying?
Did you have to at some point, or why did you feel like you wanted to chill out with the drugs?
Cause I was going too hard, and it was getting away in my career, so I had to, like, fall back on them and just start focusing more and more on my career, because that's the most important thing right now.
How'd you get started doing drugs in the first place? How old were you?
How old was I?
Yeah, in terms of lean and stuff.
I started drinking lean when I was probably like 16, 17. I was sneaking in my uncle cups, and I started liking it. And once I got to probably like 20 or 18, mm-hmm. 18 through 21, I was able to buy my own the way I wanted to buy it. So I just started doing it. And now I'm a.
How much were you buying for back then?
How much was I buying it for?
Back then, is it way more expensive
Activist,
now?
Activist was still out. So it was like Activist was 60 a line. Mm-hmm. And Red was probably like 30 a line. Hot Tub Red.
Has it been a long time since you paid 30 a line?
Of course, but I don't pay no more than 60 or uh-huh. 55. So.
What's the most you ever heard of somebody spending for lean?
I don't know, because I don't really be focusing on, no disrespect nobody, but I don't be focusing on what nobody else doing.
Yeah. I heard that you can get $10,000 for a pint of ack right now. True or false?
False.
False?
Yeah, way cheaper than that.
Way
it's,
cheaper.
It's expensive, but it's way cheaper than $10,000. $10,000, right. You can get you a couple of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Were you crazy with the Zans for a while or not?
Yeah, I was crazy because my brother died. My brother, Lil Money, he had passed. So just like I ain't never want to walk around with a lot on my mind. So I was just going crazy with the Xanax because it was always easing my mind and getting making me numb to everything. So I was always feeling great.
Did you experience the negative side of that though?
What you mean, like?
In the sense of like, you know, doing too much Xanax, it could give you like crazy depression and stuff when you try to get off of it.
You never gave me no crazy depression. Just got me locked up before in the airport because I fell asleep. I ended up finding some more perks and Xanax in my field pocket. So yeah, that's all about.
Where'd you pass out? In the seat on the airplane?
Nah, in the seat, like, you know, when you waiting on your flight to get aboard. You know what I'm saying? I fell asleep, passed out right there.
Yeah. They get very upset about that. They'll lock you up. Lil Pump told me he got locked up because he fell asleep on an airplane and he couldn't wake up.
I rock with Lil Pump, man. Shout out to Lil Pump. Shout out to, what's the other guy name?
Smoke Perp.
Smoke Perp. I rock with him.
Yeah.
I'm saying I rock with everybody, though. I don't just want to name drop a couple niggas.
Yeah.
I rock with everybody, so shout out to everybody. The young niggas that doing their thing.
How you feel about the young generation? Because you come from a much earlier generation in a way where...
I'm like an OG, really, but... In compared to them, but it just I love it. I know how to reinvent myself, so it's like I know how to get on whatever popping. You know what I'm saying? And I be about everything that's popping or whatever. Everybody talking about or proclaiming they doing their song. I'm doing it for real, whether it come from getting high, the streets, or whatever else. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, somebody like Lil Pump though, he grew up listening to like you, Gucci, P-Weight. When he FaceTimed me earlier, and I was like, I'm doing the Jose Guapo interview, and he was like, "What the fuck? That's crazy, bro."
Yeah, I'm gonna get his number from you and we're gonna link and we're gonna do a record. We're gonna do like 2-3 records.
That's crazy, yeah. Little EP. You've done like songs with everybody. You're like a king of collaborating.
Yeah, I got a song with everybody that's from LM.
Yeah.
Not one from the biggest A-list artist to the D-list artist.
How'd you first start out rapping though? Like, what was it the first? Like, a lot of people hear you talk about this crazy shit, but they don't know where you came from, how you started out in this shit.
I started out rapping. Like, actually, before Rich Kids, I used to, like, record. I used to, on the Metro phone, I used to record myself on the phones. Mm-hmm. And I just play a beat, and I record myself. And I rap to the whole beat, and I make a song out of it. So that's when I started rapping with me and my brother, Yikes. So then when I started taking it serious, when I got a Rich Kids, I made my pononym.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything, my whole life changed, like, tremendously, like, ASAP, like as fast as possible.
So was the group not long together very long before?
Nah, we weren't together very long before.
Before that song just completely took off.
Nah, we weren't together that long, but we was locked in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We was locked in. Yo, somebody got something rolled up.
There's probably a whole bunch of blunts. I seen all your fucking homies just rolling up insane amounts of weed earlier.
Yeah, these big joints.
Yeah. So you guys got together, you start working on music and stuff, and then that song just completely takes off in the beginning. Did you guys get signed like real early on?
Nah, that's the thing. That's why I ended up leaving the group, because it was so many different decisions and egos, and none of us got on bad terms and that, so I ain't saying that bad, but no. But it was just so many egos and other people's parents involved in it, because we was all young, up under the age of 18.
Uh-huh.
So it was just so many people too many different parties involved on the deal, and we blew like 4 deals. They was having a bidding war for us.
Mm-hmm.
We blew the deal, and I was like, I'm just going to go solo.
So you didn't end up taking any of the deals?
Nah, not when we was Rich Kids.
Damn, but they were all competing for you, but they ended up that none of them worked out?
Yeah, it was because someone just, you know, egos just blew it, really.
That was kind of a crazy era. What was that, like 2008?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, that was like a very different time, though. But do you feel like you were never meant to be in a group?
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah?
I wouldn't say that, because if you ask me, if it wasn't for the group, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now.
Right.
So I wouldn't say that. Shout out to my boys. You already know. Caleb, Schooley, BC, Baby Char, my boy Shaw the God, Major Flay.
Yeah. You still rock with all them?
Of course.
Uh-huh.
All of us got, like, newer records. Me and school finna do a whole... little 6-song EP or something.
Yeah, he's still doing his thing.
Yeah, that's my bro for life.
I got stuck watching a bunch of his videos earlier too. After I was watching yours, I seen him in the sidebar.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but so then that shit stops working out. Then when do you feel like you really started to catch popularity as a solo artist?
When I dropped a song called Kicking Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's when I started getting booked. Like, they started paying me. Like, when, not at first, because I was one of them guys that used to go to the club and pay the DJ to play my song. So.
But is that common as a way to get on in Atlanta?
I mean, when you're a street artist,
mm-hmm.
like, you ain't got no venues, or you ain't got no too many, I ain't have too many access to no blogs, and that's why I needed my song in the club. So I was just going out, and I wouldn't even get no boost in there. It was mm-hmm. like, go out, stand out somewhere. Making sure the song got played. So after I dropped Kicking Shit, that's when I got like people attention. And my follow up from Kicking Shit was Guapanese. And yeah, it was a wrap after then.
So did you have anybody sort of like that you were rapping with or that you were working with? Did you have management back then? Did you have anybody like showing you the ropes?
Yeah. I had management. Streetz was my management back then.
Oh, really? Okay.
Streetz was my management. Shout out to Streetz.
So that's like one of these Atlanta sort of like companies that basically tries to help artists out in the early stages of their career and type stuff.
Yeah, they do. They'll turn, they'll pipe you up.
The Atlanta rap scene is so crazy that there's all this wild stuff that like exists out there that don't exist here.
Shot of Quality Control too, because I was over there with them for like two years.
Yeah,
and we made a do with it. We made a lot of money together. So you know what I mean?
Why didn't that work out?
Because I would never sign on no paperwork with them.
Ah, okay.
It was just a loyalty. I got with P, and it's, I still had that same loyalty for him. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, so that's just what it is.
Right.
And I got respect for him.
Did you ever have like a falling out with the Migos or anything, or is that how's that relationship?
No, man. The Migos would never fall out. I was just with them when they were just in Vegas. This mm-hmm. This past time at Drill, I was just with them on Nobody Safe Tour.
Mm-hmm.
I just got off the phone with Offset on FaceTime last night. Man, the Migos would never fall out.
What's your relationship with them like, though? Have you been friends for a long ass time?
I actually met them before they pop.
Okay.
So I met them before they pop, and they were like, they fuck with my music, and I'm like, I fuck with y'all niggas, I fuck with y'all campaign, and we locked in ever since.
Mm-hmm. How'd you meet Gucci? What was that like?
Being in the studio with Young Scooter.
Oh, okay.
Just being in the studio, and Gucci was like when he got the eye for it, so he was like, he always told me, like, you got the juice, so, you know what I mean? That's how I worked that out, and once I recorded a song over there for Scooter to get on, Gucci heard it, and that's how I got my first Gucci feature.
Yeah, so how'd you meet Scooter, though, as if that was your way in? Like,
I met Scooter just in the streets over there.
Uh-huh. So were you guys from the same area, or how'd
nah,
you,
what
kind
from
of
Zone
stuff?
6, I'm from Zone 3.
Uh-huh.
But I just knew him from the streets, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he always bit, bro.
Yeah. So you ended up getting a Gucci feature. Was that a crazy feeling, like having him in the studio? Did he one take it? What was the process like?
He didn't one take it, but he damn sure murdered that motherfucker. Like, it was crazy. Like, I was having to chill while he was doing that verse, because I couldn't believe it.
Really?
Because it was like, this shoe quad, I'm like going right now. He went right in. So like, yeah, like my first Gucci feature.
So you didn't have any warning?
I got more than one.
Yeah, I know you do. You got a bunch. So you got something that came out while he was in jail and shit too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, was that crazy, though? Because seeing him go in the booth, like, in front of you, like, with no warning, no time to get prepared for it, that must have been a crazy experience, huh?
Nah, because I seen him record for him. That's how he record.
Yeah, he's just, like, very, like, spur of the moment. He just jumps in there.
He been in the booth before. He picked beats.
Uh-huh.
He go in.
He raps over the fucking, the skeletons of beats, too, before they even have the shit together, I heard. He does that a lot, like, when he was trying to get shit done before he went into jail. What's the bracelets about too, though? You got all kinds of crazy beaded bracelets. Like, where do you get those? Do I need to know about those?
It's a diamond bracelet, and these bracelets right here represent God. I'm saying everywhere I walk, God got the shield over me.
Uh-huh.
That's how.
That's what's up. I like that you have the Gucci neck tattoo, too, that you got the whole print done on your whole throat.
Yeah, man, everything double G's.
You always
have... I do not go for the print-ups.
What is it about Gucci, though, that just drives guys like you crazy?
Because I break it down for guys good.
Okay. So it has a double meaning to you?
Yeah.
Damn. That's good. All right. So this is my main thing, though. You're so famous for your interviews and shit. Do you feel like you would ever think about sort of making videos yourself in terms of like having your own YouTube channel or something instead of having other people go ask you questions, just make videos sort of more formally talking about stuff?
If you behind it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You just need a production company to be in charge of that shit. Yeah.
If you ready to be the person that's doing it, yeah, we're going to do it.
Yeah, I guess that is kind of what you're doing though on like Instagram Live and shit all the time.
And we need to work on a tour. Let's put this tour together.
We definitely need to go on tour.
Yeah, let's put this tour together.
Get Pablo on there too.
Yeah.
There you go.
My boy.
Something like that. So do you watch like, are there any like, because actually when we first talked, you were like, man, I fuck with your content. You told me you were watching the vlogs and the interviews and shit. I was like, that's crazy.
I was watching your vlogs and your prior interview and just shit you would be doing. Like you might just wake up in the house. Bike riding, all type of shit.
Anything in particular stand out that you liked about
it? And that's actually before I knew you was no jumper.
Oh, okay.
So I was just fucking with him. I'm like, I fuck with this dude, man.
See, that makes sense for why I'm doing it then, because like you could get turned on to the like, I got this interview because you were watching a video of me fucking doing some dumb shit.
Yeah.
Did any of those vlogs stand out to you though? Like, I feel like the one with the threesomes and stuff. Those are the ones that people always walk up to me and talk about.
I don't think I've seen the threesome.
Oh, you gotta check that shit out. It's cool.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have me a threesome tonight, though.
Really?
Two foreign bad bitches.
Are you a threesome kind of guy? Is that like your thing?
Yeah.
I guess at this point, I could say it's kind of my thing, too.
It's kind of my thing. I'm a threesome kind of guy, like you already know. I always rather have more than one.
Mm-hmm.
You dig?
You got a girlfriend?
Do I have a girlfriend? No, yeah. No way. I'm too young.
How old are you?
I'm 25. I'm just seeking, right now, I'm just seeking a bankroll. Like, fucking with a bitch. I don't care if she your main bitch or whatever. She's still a distraction.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's how I look at it. She's going to be a distraction because it's going to be things she want. You got to buy her this. You got to spend time with her. But I don't got no problem with doing that, but I ain't doing that right now.
Right. How long is the longest that you'll keep a girl in your life for before you decide she's going to move on?
How long has she showed me she need to be around?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
What do you think she would have to do to prove that she's the one?
She can't prove that she the one. I got to feel that she the one.
Okay.
She can't prove. There's nothing that can be proven. No matter what you showing me or sending me flowers, whatever you doing, I don't know what I mean. But you can't prove to me that you the one. If I don't feel like you the one, ain't no such thing as you the one.
You like a girl to buy you flowers and shit?
Nah, I'm just saying, I've just been given a scenario.
Right.
Nah, but they buy me everything.
Do you get a lot of gifts? I don't feel like I get a lot of gifts.
I get gifts. They love me.
That's tight. You ever buy girls gifts, though? I always hear rappers talking about fuck for a bag and shit.
Yeah. I said it in the song. Yeah. For a bag, she gonna fuck me for a bag, yeah. Buy a couple bags, buy a couple Gucci bags.
Yeah, but Gucci bag, that's like at least like 3,000 right there, right?
I mean, they got price ranges. They got 1,500, but 1,700 bag, $2,000 bag, $2,500, $3,000 up. But shit, we ain't tripping. We having this shit. So if the bitch bad and she gonna fuck me for a bag, I buy a bag.
She gotta be really fucking bad to get a $3,000 bag with the dick.
Nah, when you having this shit.
I feel like the dick is its own reward.
Yeah, facts, but big old facts. But when you having this shit worse way, shit, she can get them little $3,000 and gone by that bit, and I might never call her back.
That's really all about. That's like, kind of like a feminist thing, you know. It's like if you're gonna spend time with me, I might as well help you out.
Big old fat.
Yeah.
Y'all see, we got the Jose Guapo CDs in this motherfucker while we're doing the interview.
Yeah, you're still out here slinging CDs, huh?
Yeah, facts. I do everything on my own. I sell on my own. I don't need no label.
Yeah, the CD thing, though, like a lot of people gave up on that at a certain point. You're still sticking with it? Yeah,
because everybody could be on their phones and all that. I know it's on the phone, but I'm still going to flood the streets.
Yeah. You got some pretty good features on here. You got fucking Takeoff, YFN Lucci, Day Day, and Lil Yachty all on this bitch. And Pee Wee Longway.
Yeah. You know, I told you, motherfuckers fuck with me. Motherfuckers know. I'm real. I'm one of the rarest forms they come in.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all Guapo, man. I ain't never turned.
How'd you meet Pee-wee?
I know Pee-wee from the hood. He from Zone 3, I'm from Zone 3. I've been knowing Pee-wee before he ever thought about rapping.
Okay. Before he thought about rapping.
Yeah, I was the first dude he ever did a feature with.
Really?
Facts.
That's crazy.
They called a song called Measurements.
Yeah. And so, like, you just feel like you had crazy energy with him from the beginning. I've always felt like when you guys came out that you guys were just fucking really wilding the fuck out on tracks.
Yeah, we was going crazy because we were turned up. We was on that Mach 5.
The Molly?
Yeah, we turned up. I don't do it no more, though, so don't worry about that, people. Don't worry about
it. You can't fuck with the Molly anymore?
No, I can't fuck with
it. Why? What happened?
I just don't like it.
Yeah. I mean, it makes your whole life, like, unstable. Like, it's just hard to, like, hold it together off that shit because you just be fucking losing your mind.
I don't really make my life unstable, you know what I'm saying?
I remember one time me and my girl, we went like an hour away to go to this party, and we took ecstasy when we got there, and then all of a sudden we wanted to fuck so bad that we had to take like $100 Uber to go back to the crib and fuck. What's happening?
Oh shit, well yeah, I would've did that.
You would've done it too, right?
Yeah, I would've did it.
That's what I mean though when I say out of control. I just feel like the Molly makes it so that it's like I'm not in control of the shit that I'm doing and stuff. I'll be like grabbing on her thigh, squeezing.
When you on it, you gotta get it off you. Like you gonna have to fuck.
Yeah, you might have to fuck just so you can like kick it and be kind of normal afterwards.
Yeah, that's gonna sober you down.
But fucking on Molly ain't no normal fucking. It's like a 5-hour fucking ordeal, you know?
Yeah, like, but I don't want to talk about that no more. It's gonna come
off. Why, is that sus?
Huh?
That's kind of sus.
I just don't want to be keep talking about fucking on my shit.
Yeah.
Something else. You already know, go get Big Old Facts off of iTunes right now. If you're supporting a kid, go get that joint.
Yeah.
Video on the way. Rehab out right now. Lingo Part 2 on the way. We working.
What do you think is your average fan at this point in your career? Like, who do you feel like really listens to you the most?
I don't know, cause I get new tweets and comments on Instagram from all type of people.
Mm-hmm.
But I know my fan base is getting big out here in Cali.
Mm-hmm. So Cali's where it's really going down.
Yeah, I mean it's getting big out here. That's why I've been over for a week, skipped a week, came back a week, skipped a week, came back. So, been out here like 3 weeks. I'm actually looking for a place to move in.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna move out.
That's tight. LA versus Atlanta, what do you like more?
Just the fact that I can be just, you know what I'm saying, in the hills, in a big mansion, just with a clear mind, and I don't even gotta worry about that. But I'm gonna always go back and forth to Atlanta. I got a house in Atlanta, so you already know I'm gonna always go back and forth to Atlanta. I ain't leaving Atlanta.
Yeah. But is it cool coming to LA because you don't have to worry about any street shit? You don't gotta worry about seeing all these weird
I still gotta worry about street shit. Don't get it fucked up. I still gotta worry about street shit. But it's like, I just think this is the second biggest state, so I'm gonna come over here and take over and be working hard and pumping my promo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get me a West Coast, like real fan base. So I can turn up for real. Cause I don't do shows everywhere, but I don't do shows in Cali and Phoenix and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I know they know me, but I gotta make sure I keep, I mean, pushing it in their face so they can really know me and they can really be ready to do these shows.
Yeah, you gotta be out here doing songs with Lil Peep and shit.
Who Lil Peep?
You know Lil Peep, the white kid with all the face tattoos?
I don't know, you gotta link me with him.
I'll link you with him. Yeah, you're into like, you feel like there's like a difference between like street rap and like hipster rap these days?
I mean, hipster rap, cool.
Or SoundCloud rap or mumble rap, whatever it is.
What'd you call it?
Hipster rap, yeah, SoundCloud
hipster
rap.
Hipster rap is cool to me, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't knock it, man. They doing their thing, man. So I don't knock it, but I don't do it.
Yeah. How you feel about like the EDM scene? You seen Waka kind of going that direction after a while?
I'm going to turn up in that direction very soon.
Yeah?
Shout out to my nigga DJ Carnage.
Oh, you know Carnage. All right, there you go.
Yeah, that's my boy. So we're going to turn up.
You guys got that one song together, right?
I think I put a verse on Cell Phone, but it ain't out yet.
Oh, it isn't? Okay. I thought I could have swore I heard a verse from you on one of his shits. I don't know. But you feel like... Do you like that kind of music, like EDM type music, dance music?
I like whatever cut checks, man. I know that's gonna be kind of good checks, so of course I'll make a couple of EDM songs, man.
Mm-hmm.
For the culture. Yeah,
that's true, but that's a kind of different culture. That's more of the other culture.
It's all good. That's the rehab, people that need rehab culture. You know what I'm saying? Go get rehab the mixtape. The EP off of iTunes right now, Apple Music.
Yeah. You never went to rehab, right?
What?
You never went to rehab? You just named the tape that?
Nah, I ain't going to rehab.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I go to a therapist or a psychiatrist before I go to rehab.
Have you ever done that?
Nah. I just get detox, bro. I just be getting detox because I know I do a lot of things, so I just get my body full detox.
What's detox? Like, you gotta go in for a few days and...
Nah, it's just one hour thing, probably an hour at the most. You just sit your feet in some water, and it be like a thing in there that's sucking all the toxin out of your body.
Oh, okay. So it's like a natural type of healing thing, or?
Yeah, it just meant to not get all the toxins off your lungs or liver, everything. So I like it. And when I get back today, I'm going to get one of them joints.
Oh, that's tight. Yeah, I thought you were talking about some other shit, because my sister works at a detox and like helps people get off heroin.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
Yo, we got this cat walking around. You ain't scared of cats or anything, are you?
Nah, she in my lap, though.
Yeah, he's all up in there. Get out of there.
I ain't scared of cats, though. Scared of no pussy.
Yeah, but I had a bunch of rappers come in here and just be kind of freaked out by the cat. Like, they just seem like they don't really know what to think of them.
They don't know what to think of themselves.
You know, we had Pablo in here and a roach popped out, and he got so fucking weirded out. He jumped up. He was like, man, get me the fuck away from that thing.
I probably did the same.
Yeah. Yeah. Roaches are pretty fucking gross, let's be honest.
Unless they in the ashtray.
Yeah, but do you respect a roach? Like, are you the kind of guy who's gonna leave a big fucking inch and a half long roach in the ashtray? I feel like a lot of rappers
that's
are just
cockroach. like Weezer Baby said, we putting cockroaches out in the ashtray. I fight that cockroach back up later on in a minute.
That's kind of like a rapper thing, though, is to like not even give a fuck about like a third of the blunt, just sort of leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. How do you feel about, I don't know, what should we stop at? Oh, yeah, I want to talk about sort of being famous and how you deal with your fans. Like, do you like the fact that you get stopped a lot when you're out and about?
Yeah. I just like the fans to be real fans. I don't like for the fans to just be somebody that see, like, who I am and just try to take a picture or whatever. I like my fans to be real fans. So, like, you know what I mean? Make sure you interact and tell me something so I can know that you're a real fan.
Yeah,
I love the fans, so I just like to get real, the real fans.
That is true. It's like kind of weird
You know, some people are just listeners, like they might listen to your music.
Right.
Like, and you got fans, you know what I'm saying? And you got people that's obsessed and that love you.
Right.
Oh, my boy that just said love me, man. Obsessed with me, man. Why ain't you?
Who?
My boy, man.
Oh, Dub.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, Alex, the one from Ain't Nobody Cool and yeah. Nexus Cannabis Co. Yeah, yeah. He's the one who made those shirts, but he had to dip off. He's a lean head. He's probably off there sipping.
Yeah, shout out to him, man. You
he's gonna kill me for saying
long
that.
Long live Miser, long live Young, long live Money, man. You already know what's going on.
Yeah.
It's via Mark Gang Head Hunter. I'm in the building, man. You already know what it is. Live from the A, man.
Yeah.
We in LA, but I'm from the A. I'm from Atlanta with it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah, I think you'll like it more when you move out here to LA.
Yeah, I like it already.
Yeah. Someone, those guys, they told me to ask you who drinks the most lean in Atlanta. If there's anybody who holds like a specific title,
me.
They also told me you're gonna say that.
Offset, me, Offset, Takeoff, Thug, Lil Baby, Hood Rich Pablo.
That's your top list.
Yeah, for a fact, I know these boys, and only one Gunna.
Uh huh.
I'm saying.
That's what's up.
Future also.
Future.
Yeah. Can't leave by him.
Who do you actually listen to these days besides yourself? Like
everybody I just named.
Yeah. Is that one thing that you guys all have in common that like draws you together?
Nah, it's just I know all along, so I rock with them. And I listen to Meek. Yeah. I listen to Meek Mill too.
Meek Mill.
Yeah.
So that didn't bother you when he had that whole thing with Drake?
Nah, and I ain't look at it. It is what it is. He still put out good music and kept going.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I fuck with NBA Youngboy and Kodak Black too.
Yeah, those are two of the better like young dudes. Huh?
I like XXX Tension something music too. Like he dope. Yeah. Triple Red, Lil Wop, something. I'm saying
that's a lot of the young cats right there. You're definitely tuned Levert, in.
Man, Savage. I'm saying all them guys. I'm rocking with all of them. We gonna have plenty of music for the streets.
You fuck with Young Dolph?
Of course.
Yeah.
Man, Dolph got records.
You stressed out when you hear about what happened to him down the street the other day?
I mean, you know, it slowed my day up. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't call him, of course, but I just posting, like, you know what I'm saying? Prayers will go up. Make sure he have a full, fast recovery, because he good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
It's kind of crazy.
Small thing to a giant, man, but I don't even really want to speak on that because I don't know too much about it.
Right, yeah. They already found somebody that they said did it.
I mean, that's their business, man. I don't really want to.
Yeah, I feel you. So, is it weird for you when you're out here with all these chains on? It's like...
Nah, it ain't weird for me because it's just like...
I think you might have won the contest for who was wearing the most chains on this podcast.
Oh, appreciate it. This ain't even like them like six chains. But you already know, like, nah, I don't have to be having no pressure, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I keep somebody watching over my back and my front at all times, and you never know what I might got on me when you see me walking somewhere.
Even
I might
got the
woolly on me, so be precautious.
The woolly. Yeah. Where the fuck did that slang come from?
Atlanta. We call the straps or whatever. We call them woolies.
I feel like I've heard Kodak
Black
say
it. I got a song.
The most.
I don't know. I don't know. He probably be saying it, but we've been saying, like, I got a song out from years ago. Name, I'm performing with that woolie on. So we've been saying it. A shout out to Kodak Black.
I know a guy was performing on stage with a woolie on him and it fell out.
I was performing on stage with a woolie on me, but it didn't fall out. I had sweatpants on and everything.
That's fucking control right there.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
Well, he was jumping around too much.
You know what time Taco Bell close?
I think most of them don't close. It's almost 1 o'clock in the morning, but...
Yeah, I love Taco Bell.
They probably close at like 4. Really?
Yeah.
Taco Bell, man. I don't like Taco Bell.
I mean, that's the only fast food I eat, bro.
Really?
Regardless of anything else, they're going to have to be steak and fries or steak and mashed potatoes.
Really? Yep. Steak and fries or steak and mashed potatoes?
That's my favorite. And ladies want to know, steak and fries or steak and mashed potatoes, then you won me over.
Are you a picky eater?
Yeah, A1 sauce. Yeah, I'm a picky eater. I don't eat really a lot of condiments, and I get like all my food plain. Like, well, all the burgers are gonna be only lettuce and cheese on it. No mayonnaise, no ketchup, no mustard, no none.
Really?
No tomato, yeah, none of that. So yeah, I'm a picky eater.
That's really interesting. Yeah, Yachty only eats pizza and
I'm
candy.
Also a picky eater when it comes to eating up pussy. You know what I mean? You gotta be picky. You can't just be eating everybody.
You gotta be picky about pussy in general. You don't wanna be going around no weird pussies.
Fat.
You gonna end up in trouble.
Yep.
Are you like when you're with a girl?
Let's get it.
When you're with a girl you really like, though, is eating pussy like part of the agenda? Is that something you enjoy?
Nah, that ain't that I enjoy, but you know, I might pop a couple perks and I'm turning to a freak boy and I'm a pleaser.
Perks are the one, though?
Yeah, when it's time for sex, you'll beat a bitch back out.
Perks make me feel weird. Like, I really enjoy lean and Zans and stuff, but perks just make me feel like I'm gonna fucking lose my mind.
I mean, everybody, they give different feelings to everybody, so it ain't like you gonna feel like I feel, but you know, it made me stand up tall for a long minute. Like, I just took Viagra or something, so I be handling my business.
You watch UFC?
Huh?
You watch the UFC?
I don't watch no sports. I ain't never been into sports like that.
No sports at all? Jeez, all right.
Nah, I just watched when Mayweather styled on that stupid ass UFC fighter, though.
Conor McGregor?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy seeing him beat the shit out of him?
Of course.
When you watch a fight like that, does it kind of turn into like a racial thing where you just want to see the black dude beat the white guy's ass?
Nah, he was talking a lot of shit. I was watching a lot of shit on YouTube. He was talking a lot of shit. And I don't know who he thought he was, but shit, he got showed.
That shit was entertaining as fuck. But it's not like anybody ever really thought Conor McGregor was going to beat Floyd Mayweather in a boxing match.
Yeah, niggas betted with him and lost money.
That's crazy, though. He's like, that's the greatest boxer of all time, and Conor's like a good boxer, but he's not like him.
That's too crazy, man. You already know it. Lingo Part 2 is on the way, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep letting him know that. Lingo Part 2 is on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Be ready for that. We're going to shut the streets down. You already know.
Yeah. Do you have a tour plan to promote that?
Nah, we're going to put a tour together.
We are.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I think it's going to be a really good time.
You already know, man. You're going to be on tour with me, the tour manager, whatever, and we're going to do it.
Exactly. We get face tattoos every night.
Yeah.
You think you can get more?
I don't know, cause I don't want to get no boogie joints on my face. I got them in. I got enough already in the cool spots.
Yeah. I noticed you got the braces off. That's tight.
What? Yeah. I got the braces off because I'm thinking we get veneers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You gonna get a grill too?
I ain't get no grill. I'm just gonna get veneers.
I feel like you got so much ice that it's almost surprising that you don't got a grill.
I don't really like grills. No disrespect to nobody that's in love with them or that got one. Uh-huh. The grill ain't my thing.
Yeah, it's like you got so much else going on that you might as well.
Yeah. A bitch can look at me and just be, I mean, gone.
So what's your day-to-day life like out here? Like when you're just sort of waking up, what's the agenda? Is it like...
Everywhere I go, somebody know me.
But do you enjoy going out in public and stuff because of that?
I don't enjoy going out in public just because of that. But when I'm out in public and I get that, I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
But like on an average day, are you sort of just trying to wake up and get in the studio? Or are you just waking up and chilling?
I do that every day anyway. I'm going to wake up and I don't even really sleep. So I'm going to... And the yoga gods.
You don't really sleep?
Nah, I don't get no sleep.
Why not?
We sleep when we dead.
Yeah, but that stuff's really important. You know, you could end up with a lot of long-term health problems.
Yeah, I sleep enough, but we worry about that major bad, so
yeah.
Sleep later.
Yeah. I kind of feel like that, too. My girl been getting real mad at me lately because I think I just, like, work too much.
I don't even have a girl, by the way.
Yeah, that's the easy way to single. Go about it. Yeah. I bet I ignore it for too much, and you know, I'll just be working for way too long, and it's tough.
I'm hungry as shit, bro.
You're hungry?
What?
I'm hungry. Bro, I'm hungry as fuck.
Yeah, y'all hungry as shit, man. You already know, man.
Yeah.
Make sure y'all go get everything Jose Guapo got on iTunes, Apple Music. Support the kid. You already know. You rock with me, I'm rocking with you the worst way. I'm talking about, like, the worst way. Jump out of the crowd, hit somebody in the face that way.
You jump in the crowd?
Nah, I wouldn't jump in the crowd. I just see my people in the crowd.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm saying I ain't that big, so yeah. I ain't be jumping in the crowd.
If I'm gonna go on stage, I kind of want like other people on stage to jump around so I don't have to.
Well, I'm gonna turn up. I'm gonna jump around or whatever I want to do when it's time to perform.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Goddamn cat. We gotta get a cat out of here again. Yeah, when I get on stage, I usually have the woolly on me also, so it could get real complicated, you know.
Me too, because it ain't even about trying to just. Say I got no gun on me, man. There's just so much hatred going on. I gotta be able to protect myself.
Is hating at an all time high?
Yeah, not niggas ain't really hating on me. Niggas fuck with me because I keep it real gutter. I keep it real street. Like nigga run meet me, bump to me somewhere. It's gonna be what's up? Yeah, I'm gonna holler at niggas. So ain't nothing like that with me. I stay down the earth, man. I'm from the hood. I go back to my hood. I go back to whatever hood. Show love, you know what I'm saying? Spend money in their traps or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Buy whatever, need for to support their trap. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everything 100 on my end.
Yeah. So at this point, what do you feel like you still want to accomplish with your career? What keeps you motivated?
I'm ready to take it to the next level. I'm ready for BET Awards. You know what I'm saying? VMA Awards. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for all that. So I'm just finna go crazy. I'm finna try to drop like 10 to 12 visuals before this year is out. Mm-hmm. I'm finna go nuts. Like, I'm finna be working so hard. Like, you gonna see it. You gonna be calling me, like, I'm gonna have to come back in and do another interview to update you about what's going on.
You know what I think could be the move that could really help you get into the BET Awards and stuff is, like, you got guys like Takeoff, or excuse me, Offset and Quavo, they're dating these famous chicks. You got Travis Scott, he's knocking up a fucking Kylie Jenner.
You think I need to get me a famous chick?
We got 21 and Amber Rose. Yeah. I feel like if we had you with
Dej Loaf.
Ooh, there you go. Coming from Young Dirk.
Don't say nothing about that, because that's the homie.
I'm just kidding. Nah, Dej Loaf is good, but she's like a rap chick. I feel like we should go outside of it. What about like Jennifer Aniston? Get you a grown woman.
Let's put it together.
Halle Berry.
Take on a date, man. So, you know what I'm saying? They go child.
Well, maybe like one of the other chicks in Destiny's Child or something.
No way, man. No, sir. No way are they.
Too old?
Yeah, no way were they.
All right, fair enough. Who you want to shout out before we wrap this thing up?
Shout out to you, already know. Shout out the whole Israel Mob Gang, Israel Gunny, Israel Casanova, Rari, what it do, baby? You already know. Rari, what up, though? Bless 5, you know, Free Capo, Long Live Money. You already know what it is. Israel is the label and the Mob Gang, and we're a music group. But either way, we still hooligans. You already know what's going on. Shout out to my bro 3. Shout out to P from Quality Control. Shout out to G from Blue Money. You already know that's my team. So that's who I'm shouting out.
You gonna be out in Atlanta during A through C?
I'm October 7th. I got a show with Gucci Mane in North Carolina at Cameo. So
oh okay.
Like I got like whatever days I can do before that, I'm gonna be out there.
All right, I'm gonna be out there. Maybe we can meet up.
Yeah, of course. You know, that's my city. You got to pull up on me.
Beautiful, yeah.
I got you. I'm gonna roll the red carpet out for you.
Amazing. The red carpet.
Yeah.
It's a lucky thing that it's the red carpet.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much for coming on. It was really good getting to know you, man.
Thank you so much for having me, man. You already know it, man. I love it. I love it.
We're going to do some stuff.
All the bitches love it, too, so you already know. Follow me.
We gave you a shirt with you on it, too.
Yeah, they got to follow me, me and all the kid on Instagram. Follow me, Jose Guapo, on Twitter. And follow me, Young Guapo X3 on Snapchat. You already know. Get at the motherfucking kid. I stay trippy, and I'm stay ready to fuck on any nigga bitch, man. You already know.
Facts. Check him out on SoundCloud, Spotify, YouTube,
big old
all that
facts.
Shit. Yeah.
Big old facts. You know what I'm saying? Fuck around and run it up. You know what I'm saying? Some of that. You already know. I chase that money like Pac-Man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can't trust a nigga. Cause, you know what I mean? I got all type
just does all his courses.
I got all type of hits, man. You already know. But I appreciate y'all for having me.
Big time.
I'm bald like a bitch and I ain't got no jumper.
Shout out to Nexus Cannabis Co. for keeping us laced. Shout out to my man Mike over there, Alex, Serp, everybody. Ain't nobody cool. Shout out for the thank you to them for the shirts. Yeah, big things coming. Thank you very
straight
much, bro.
Yeah,
appreciate
I know,
you.
Bro. Thank you.